Hello there.
Hi.
Welcome to Cracker Classics.
Oh, thank you.
Weekly podcast where we take a classic movie, watch it, and see if we finally find something we like from a certain somebody.
You seem so sure that I'm not going to like this.
I don't know.
But I'm really trying here. I really want to find an Audrey Hepburn movie I like. Because I love her. She's just in bad movies.
Which is
and
fair.
They're not even bad in a good way. I'm kind of hoping that's what this is.
I figured that was your intent here.
Because I don't know what else I can do with her. Because I love her, but damn, girl.
Yeah, this week we're watching Wait Until Dark. And I already have a problem.
Okay.
Well, two problems, really.
Aside from the fact that she's playing blind?
She's playing a blind photographer's wife. And the movie is called Wait Until Dark.
Yep.
I don't think she has to wait.
Well, apparently she's being terrorized by some guys who are after something. So my assumption with the title is that Wait Until Dark is an allusion to the leveling of the playing field.
Okay.
Where, as in light, the guys can see, so they've got the clear advantage. But when it gets dark, they can't see, so she's got the advantage.
Mm. It's giving off Home Alone vibes.
Kinda.
We'll come back at 9 o'clock. Kids are scared of the dark.
Exactly.
You're afraid of the dark too, Marv.
Yep.
Well, you know what the thing is that they want out of her house, right?
No, said so I wasn't in the blurb. Paying enough attention.
It's a doll filled with heroin.
Oh. So yes, hopefully so bad it's good.
Black tar, I guess.
Who knows? Those artsy people and their heroin.
Even in the 60s, yes. Some people went the acid route.
Well.
Other people just bypassed the fun and went straight to the heroin.
Apparently heroin's a lot of fun.
Only for a short time.
Well.
So they say.
I'm
not going to find out.
Nope.
I'm good.
I do not know, and I will never know. Uh-huh. Not in this lifetime.
So I'm sure Alan Arkin found out. He said he's in here,
yes.
Young Alan Arkin.
Yes. Mostly because no one else wanted to be mean to Audrey Hepburn.
Which is fair.
Yeah. I mean, especially at the time, like, being mean to one of the most popular actresses in the world on film could limit your future career opportunities. Thank God it didn't in Alan's case, but...
We've done this many times with Audrey Hepburn movies. Probably should have been mean to her in some of those stories. And since you were, it didn't become a good movie.
Yeah.
The one exception to that is My Fair Lady.
Yeah.
Which, I still kind of like My Fair Lady, but...
Yes.
It is the meanness towards Audrey Hepburn that kind of kills it, so I don't know what kind of point I'm trying to make here.
I have no idea. I'm just trying so hard.
The initial vibe of this movie is everyone's terrible to Audrey Hepburn.
Oh, it looks god-awful.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
I'm intrigued about this photographer husband.
Yeah, I'm not sure who that is.
Or how much he even appears.
Yeah.
You know?
I know almost nothing about this. I ran across it in a random Facebook post.
It is about a Alan 60s Arkin. Horror movie.
Well.
So...
Well, and it's not Hitchcock, so it's probably garbage.
Fair.
There's not much in the way of 60s horror that isn't Hitchcock that's good.
Mm-hmm. This did make the AFI list of the 100 Thrills movies.
You
know, one of the most thrilling movies ever.
Well, that's not nothing.
And it is in the top 10 of Bravo's 100 Scariest Movie Moments.
Ooh.
That being the climax, being the scary movie moment. So.
Ooh, all right.
Something.
Yeah. Not. Oh, God. I just had the thought, I love going in blind, considering the movie we're watching. Yeah. Sorry.
The music is composed by Henry Mancini, though, who also did the music for Breakfast at Tiffany's.
Well, that's good.
Is it?
Isn't it? I don't remember.
Henry Mancini does great music.
Yeah.
But he's also done other Audrey Hepburn movies that you don't like. So.
But the music wasn't why I didn't like Breakfast at Tiffany's. I do like Henry Mancini.
She was nominated for an Oscar, so.
For this?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Now is that just, oh, it's Audrey. She did something different.
Knowing the Academy? Yeah, that's quite probable.
I won't pass judgment right now. It's intriguing.
But passing judgment in advance is what we do in the intros.
Fair. I'm not saying there's no red flags.
Yeah, there is trepidation involved, but it's a healthy trepidation, considering our history with Audrey Hepburn movies.
Yeah.
Which kind of, like, tones it down a little bit for me, because there's also all the other red flags, which, like, cancel each other out in my brain. They probably shouldn't, but they do. So, again, cautiously optimistic. I will like an Audrey Hepburn movie, damn it.
Okay.
We'll be back to see how wrong I am with intermission impressions.
And darkness.
Maybe. We might have to wait for that.
See how kept in the dark we are about stuff.
Hey, Ian.
Hey, what?
I was the best at blind school.
Today?
Today. This is a movie.
This would have made a great comedy.
Oh,
fantastic slapstick comedy.
Oh my god.
Misdirection, misunderstanding.
I'm laughing my ass off.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I'm not supposed to be.
No. I'm not keen on Audrey's performance here. It feels very pandering.
Yes.
I can't tell how deliberate that is. I really think it's trying to be a genuine performance.
Yeah.
And the best we knew how to do in the 60s.
She's doing all right, especially for someone recently blind. She's only been blind for a year.
We've at least established that.
Yep. And
that convenience helps.
Yeah, she's definitely not acting like a lifelong blind person, for sure.
And that helps back up this vulnerability that she has. And, you know, she said so herself, she's still kind of cranky and impatient. It's still not fully used to being blind.
Yeah.
So that establishes things.
It makes it better, but I don't know that it makes it okay.
Yeah. There's also this side of her that, like, she's kind of being portrayed as a very naive idiot.
Yeah.
Under the guise of, well, I'm recently blind, so I have to be this naively trusting person of everyone. And that's kind of, doesn't sit well with me.
No. And holy hell, this elaborate ruse these guys have concocted in a day. Like.
Again, that's convenient. Because Alan Arkin's character is nothing but making things convenient. Right from the beginning.
Which one? He's been three so far.
I know. How convenient.
Yeah, and his quick change with wig quality and facial hair quality and old man makeup and the speed at which these things happen in a little VW van is...
They're going to have to put oil on those blinds before they start squeaking. They keep
sending
signals with those damn blinds.
Oh, my God.
And all over a doll stuffed with heroin.
Yeah.
That now is missing.
Yeah.
That's that one part I don't get.
And is somehow worth paying these guys a total of $8,000 to recover?
Well, it's heroin inside the doll.
I get that, but tell you how much heroin could be in the doll? It doesn't seem like enough. I don't... I don't know the street price of heroin in the 60s. You're right.
Yeah.
But I do know the value of $8,000 in the 60s. It's a fucking house.
Yeah.
Like.
And at least the guys knew that this is a ridiculous ruse you're having us go on. You're going to have to double it.
Yeah.
$2,000 each. No.
And Alan Arkin happily pays it. Like, what? Heroin's got to be super, super valuable. But I don't, it doesn't, really?
Canadian heroin, too. Excuse me, French Canadian heroin. It came from Montreal.
And it's just one doll.
That's, yeah.
Like,
this isn't like some huge cartel thing.
No.
One doll brought into the country. Yeah. By a woman who's now dead. And why is she dead?
Convenience?
I guess.
To facilitate the ruse. So much about this movie. Just
the only vibe that I get from that is she had served her purpose as the pawn and now done.
Wasn't I just recently talking about how Friday the 13th Part 2 was the most convenient horror movie I'd ever seen?
Yeah.
Not anymore.
This isn't
Not
a horror
anymore.
Movie. This is more of a thriller.
Well, I don't care. Like, this takes the cake. Absolutely. Like, you can't, no. This does not. Real life, no.
No.
No, there's no way. There's no way.
The tension and energy to this movie is very similar to Gaslight.
Yeah.
I don't think it's as good as Gaslight. This is a lot more elaborate into trying and set up that feeling. Where Gaslight, you didn't need to do that.
Which, it's kind of working. I do feel the tension.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm releasing it through laughter and the ludicrousness of how it's coming up. Like, it just... So I gotta say I'm enjoying it.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
It's kind of odd.
It's very odd.
But it's doing a good job of adding suspense.
Evoking emotion.
Yeah.
Maybe not what it was trying to evoke, but...
It's a little far-fetched. Then we have Gloria, the weird neighbor kid.
Yep.
Who's, like, helpful but not helpful. Which I guess that's legit. I mean, it's a kid. Kids are helpful but not helpful.
Especially kids whose daddies throw unbreakable things and taught her that.
Yeah. You did say her home life wasn't great.
Yeah.
Mom runs off for weekends of fun uptown, and I forget what they said her dad did. But now she got glasses, and the kids are giving her the treatment, so now she's extra.
Yeah. Poor kid.
But there's at least people around Audrey Hepburn that are trying to be decent to her. Which is sort of a problem, because now we have all these other people who are not trying to be decent to her, but are portraying the guise of being decent to her, and she's falling right into it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm worried where this is going.
I really hope my initial thoughts are correct, and, like, especially because she noticed that the sergeant was dusting things.
I think that's
our hint that she's more capable than we're led to believe.
And the squeaky shoe from that.
Yeah.
One of Alan Arkin's characters.
Yeah.
The husband of the missing woman.
Yeah.
Who. It involved the doll and gallivanting with
just
the husband. But it didn't happen. Dumb. But it was enough to make Audrey think that something was going on and the doll.
Yeah,
Crazy old guy bursting into the apartment and stealing their wedding photo.
There's no way this was all worked out in a day. There is no freaking way.
Probably not. Because I'm sure Alan Arkin had been working on it for a while.
This had to take at least a week-long writer's retreat with a fuck ton of cocaine.
But when you have three Alan Arkins at your disposal, that goes quicker.
I mean, yes, it does help to have three Alan
that
Arkins.
We know of.
Yeah, there might may be more.
You're right. I do like we are establishing she's picking up on certain things and that hopefully those come back. She hears the squeaky shoe again and it's like, that shoe was on a different foot before. But I fear this will get too convoluted and that how we have to end it when enough time has passed is not going to be satisfying.
I don't see how they can not write themselves into a corner. It just... But I do have to say at this point, this I know the bar is low, but kind of my favorite Audrey Hepburn movie so far.
I can't go that far. I did enjoy Sabrina. It got weird at the end with the boys and whatever. But it wasn't...
Yeah, at this point in Sabrina, I'll give you that. Yeah. I'll give you that.
We weren't already off the rails.
This is so tightly clinging to the rails that I'm worried. The rails that it has spun from whole cloth. But
is definitely trying to make sure that we are convinced that we are staying on the rails.
It's working so far. Like...
And we still don't know the relevance to the title. There's been no Waiting Until Dark yet.
Though it is dark now.
True.
Maybe they were waiting until dark so that they could flash the shutters.
No. They were waiting for him to leave to go to Asbury Park for his photographing the factory or whatever it was.
Yeah, yeah.
Which I'm sure that was a planned thing, too.
Oh, yeah. Fake job. Absolutely.
Like waiting for the woman who obviously doesn't exist.
Yep.
At least the fire department is aware of her existence now.
Yeah.
They don't have her address, but...
Oh, yeah, they didn't have tracing back then, like, the automatic.
But he stayed on the phone that whole time through that entire conversation.
Yeah.
With the fake former Marine from her husband's unit.
Yeah.
He's just one of the sticky bandits. They're so giving off that vibe.
Yeah, yeah.
Just got out of prison. Gonna do another job. There's two of them. They're kind of bumbling. One is definitely more the Mo to the other's Curly.
They're playing their roles rather well, though. I mean...
You can tell they're aspiring actors.
Yeah.
Since they settled into the police role and the former Army buddy role.
Marine buddy.
Excuse me. My apologies to the Marines out there. Marine buddy. You guard heaven because you can't get into heaven otherwise.
Oh.
Is Audrey's apartment heaven?
Well, in the 60s, yeah.
It's a nice apartment.
Yeah.
Yeah. I never personally liked the sub-basement feel, but for what it is, it's very nice.
I do. It feels like a hug. I have no other way to describe it.
It's a dank hug.
It's a very cozy feel. Hmm. Maybe it's because I like tight spaces, but it just feels like you're surrounded by something strong.
I can see that.
Kind of like the box of cotton I've heard that heroin gives you.
Yeah. So I've heard.
Didn't really think about that till now, but yeah, you just feel so nice and comfortable in your little box of cotton, but that's what those apartments feel like to me. Mm.
It's quite the analogy there.
Yeah.
Sub-basement apartments like heroin.
It feels nice, but it's really not good for you. Story of my life.
Well, we know that our climax is supposed to be one of the scariest moments in movies, according to Bravo. So...
How much do we trust Bravo?
I don't know. We have that to look forward to.
Yeah, yeah. Anything resembling a prediction for what the hell's going on?
Oh.
Other than the squeaky shoe's going to be a factor.
Yeah, certain things she's picked up on are going to come back.
Yeah.
even if she'll get painted as crazy for bringing them up again. Yeah. She might be right. And I'm still really intrigued about the doll and where it is.
And why it's worth more than a house. But, I think we're going to come back to... I don't think the line about, do you want me to be the best blind woman ever, is an accident. I'm quite certain that she's going to be the best blind woman ever.
Well, there is that sort of dynamic of their relationship.
Yeah.
He's sort of the hero to her, who's also being the, like, mother bird pushing her out of the nest.
Yeah, helping her to achieve self-sufficiency.
But it doesn't feel genuine?
No.
There's nothing endearing about it when there should be.
Yeah.
Because you actually are helping someone overcome this adversity in their life and still being there for them all along the way.
Yeah.
But it doesn't... I don't believe it.
I don't like
it. So what's his angle?
I don't know if he has an angle.
I don't know, but I still... I'm not convinced.
It really feels like he married her because she's pretty. The blindness was a thing that made her accessible to him, and yet he resents it at the same time.
Yeah. That's probably more it. Sort of, I get a vibe of there's something nefarious about him. Like, what did he really do with the doll? You know? But on the other hand, it's also not fully believable to me.
Yeah.
So you might be right.
I don't
on
think
that.
There's anything, like, overtly nefarious about him. It's just kind of the situation and the way he's behaving in it.
And some poor script writing.
Well,
there's a little bit of that in there, too.
This is a script about heroin, not cocaine, so you know.
Well, yeah. You were nodding off in the middle of typing. Yeah.
Maybe that's what was going on at the writer's retreat.
Well, shall we go find out?
Yes, let's.
Okay, we will be back for intermission impressions.
No, this is intermission
impressions. Ah, damn it. We will be back for a
heroin,
curtain call and some detox. I think we need it. Really?
Yeah.
It's kind of silly.
It's my favorite Katharine Hepburn movie.
Katharine?
Or excuse me, Audrey. Yeah, it's my favorite Audrey Hepburn movie. Still a really low bar.
Yeah.
Eventually we'll find one that's actually good, I hope.
It's not my favorite Audrey Hepburn performance, though.
No.
I mean, I'm not going to say this is my favorite movie of hers, but it's definitely not my favorite performance.
No. She does overdo it quite a bit.
Some of that was necessary for the role, overdoing it slightly, but she overdid the overdoing it.
Yeah. Alan Arkin was spectacular, though. Oh, my God. He was deliciously evil.
Yeah. But,
Yeah.
Annoyingly perfect evil.
Yes.
Put it that way. Oh, I planned it, and I planned the planning of it, and I knew that they were going to plan against me, so
before
I planned
that. Before
they
even planned to plan against me.
Yeah. It's like, really? I understand. You're the criminal mastermind here with your Peter Sellers impressions and everything, but...
And your willingness to spend $8,000 for 20 small baggies of heroin.
That's fair. The money aspect in here. If you knew they were bumbling fools, why were you spending the money?
Well, because...
Why go through all of this?
He was also just spending the money on the advance. He was never going to give them the full $8,000.
That's fair.
But...
Since he planned the planning of it.
Yes, yeah.
That was part of the plan, that
well,
he was going to snuff
them all
him
along,
before.
But yeah, but still.
Because he knew that they were going to try to kill him. But they didn't know that he knew.
Yeah. It still seems like a lot for 20 baggies of heroin.
Yeah.
Like little, the little tiny baggies.
But he does have a very stupid moment. Two stupid moments, really. Once the doll was in his hand. Well, they came at real rapid fire.
Fair.
I'm just going to focus on those two.
Once the doll was in his hand, he didn't just leave with the doll.
He should have fucking left. Instead of, oh, let me cut open the doll and spread the heroin all over the table.
Pull out all the little baggies and then put them in my pocket.
Now you, blind girl, off to the bedroom with you.
Yeah.
I understand the scary aspect of this climax.
It was a good climax. It was honestly good. Like
it built well.
When that last light went out, fuck yes.
Yeah. I wasn't sure what was gonna happen when she finally unplugged the fridge.
Oh yeah.
You know?
Well, it was kinda the point. But
But that was very well done. Sometimes you kinda like, well, we know what's gonna happen here, but I wasn't entirely sure. And then the real cop showed up.
Which we were not expecting.
I was not sure we were going to get the real cops at all.
Yeah.
So there was definitely things in here that I'm like, well done. Other things, I'm like, what the fuck?
Your MacGuffin is way too small.
Yeah, it was a lot.
Yeah.
For not enough payout.
Yeah. Still fun.
It was enjoyable.
I definitely enjoyed it.
I wouldn't want to think too much about it.
No.
But a movie like this makes you want to think about it.
Yeah.
So that's an issue here.
Yeah.
You know, like a really good suspense-y Agatha Christie type story, it gets you to think. And then if it's done well, all that thinking that you did was worth it. It didn't feel like a waste of time at the end. I don't know. I feel like I'm wasted my time, but it definitely felt like I analyzed more than I needed to. There was the whole red herring of Sam, which was...
Yeah.
We kind of figured was a red herring and was just her being gaslit to make it seem like he had anything to do with anything.
I didn't ever feel like he did. I figured that was just the leverage they were using to get her to give them the doll.
No, absolutely. They were trying any angle they could to find a doll that a girl, who's kind of a little too old enough for dolls these days, took anyways, without telling anyone.
Yeah.
As you do. Little girl, still heroin. For people who didn't even know they had heroin. Just
all this over a trivial amount of heroin. Like...
Guess it was pure.
I don't know. Maybe 200 grams? Maybe. At most. Like, I just...
At least we didn't harp on that throughout the movie. It was all the doll.
Yeah.
We want the doll. And strangely, no one really questions three grown men's obsession with getting one doll.
No.
I feel like that would have piqued my interest of... Why? This was a nice change of pace, especially for Audrey Hepburn.
Yes. I definitely felt things. I don't think it was all things that the filmmakers wanted me to feel, but yeah. It was well made, and Alan Arkin was absolutely delightful.
He was a really good son of a bitch, yes.
Yes.
I do like how they did the ending.
Yep.
With the cutting of darkness and
suddenly
a match would flare up. And
Yeah. Even though the nature of gasoline would have caused that to ignite the first time he lit a match.
In that confined space.
Yeah. The first match would have ignited the apartment. It just... Yeah.
But it was movie gasoline.
Yep.
It was water.
Yep.
Just like the... photo developer she threw in his face.
That was also water.
Yeah, photography took a more of a back role in here than I thought or hoped it would.
Yeah.
I really wanted there to be...
A little more?
Yeah, some sort of rear window aspect or something.
Maybe, yeah.
Somehow she, a blind woman, is taking photos and they're really important what she's captured even though she doesn't know.
Yeah.
Or something, you know?
Yeah.
No, he... She could have been a single woman. Husband was just there, but wasn't.
Yeah.
Because he was rarely there. And it seemed like in the first half he was going to be more of a thing.
Yeah.
and then he's just talked about.
Utterly laughable. Which is part of why I enjoyed it.
Yeah, there's still questions unanswered. Because they just sort of brush it off of, oh, well, you don't need to know that. I'm Alan Arkin, and I choose what you know and don't know about my nefarious dealings. Like the woman being killed in the beginning. Still don't really know why.
It's unnecessary.
My only thought was, because that was Alan Arkin at the airport, and she saw him.
Yeah.
And that's why she gave the doll to Sam.
Yeah.
So she was probably killed because of that.
Yeah.
Oh, you're making this difficult for me. Bitch, you die now. Or something. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know.
There's just some confusion still. Because I shouldn't be thinking about it too much. But this is the kind of movie that makes you want to think. Because if it's done well,
yeah,
you know, it's very satisfying at the end.
I mean, it was.
Even if you thought wrong.
The shoes was satisfying.
There was that.
Yep. And the fact that he then took them off and threw them
so he wasn't. Opposite directions, yeah.
There was a lot of attention to detail, and that's part of the problem. They missed the forest for the trees.
Yeah.
They got all the details, but the overall thing was kind of ludicrous.
I'm not sure they got all the details, even. They should have, because they were really trying, well, yeah. And then they still missed some details. Mainly in story, they missed. Well, those other details you're talking about.
Yeah,
they
were
all right with those.
They got all the physical details. Yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying. They missed the forest for the trees.
Yeah.
The forest being the story. They got all the other things right, and it's subtle things, too. Like, in the background, you see Alan Arkin pulled up the phone cord and cut it.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no attention brought to it. It just...
Yeah, I missed most of that.
Yeah.
I just saw him pulling up the cord.
Yeah, really well done. A bit overacted on everyone's part, to be fair.
Yeah.
Yeah. It worked better with Alan Arkin than it did with Audrey. But I guess not the sergeant, the other bad guy.
Mike.
Mike did fine. Buddy. He was pretty reasonable most of it.
Until the end.
Yeah, when he dropped the Mike character, he did go a bit overboard. Yeah. That's true.
When he, like, got, quote, desperate or something.
Yeah, so there was overacting by everybody.
Trying to sell the story that they knew was selling him short.
The sergeant was overacting the whole time. Like, I don't think there was a moment of...
I think that's when I had my thought of this would make a great comedy, was the first time he comes in the apartment playing the sergeant.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, wow, he's really overselling it. This would make a great comedy.
It kind of did. I think it works better as a comedy than a suspense. And if you treat it as such, like a comedy with suspenseful elements.
Yeah, a dark comedy.
Yeah.
We could have a similar-ish ending.
Yeah.
Maybe not quite as intense.
Yeah, that ending was properly intense.
Yeah.
It's on the list for a reason. I give it that. That's, yeah. That was beautiful.
But if this was just a slapstick dark comedy, I think it would have worked a lot better.
Should we remake it airplane style?
Who are we playing Audrey's character? If you want to help us fund the remake, comedy remake of Wait Until Dark. You could be a patron.
Patreon.com/crackerclassics.
If you have script ideas or storyboard ideas, you can email them to us, crackerclassics@gmail.com.
There's a website, crackerclassics.com.
And, you know, maybe lock your fucking door when you're home. just saying.
Yeah.
She did it once. Help. The one time when it really mattered. When it was too late.
Yep. We'll see you here next week.
Thank you, folks.
Bye.